Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In 1919, he hit 29 home runs and was sold to the New York Yankees.
A three-run home run for Buffington. The Yankees now lead it by a score of 3-2. Bill Lee is now going over to a couple of the Yankees, and there they go again.
Home hits it to deep left. That might send the Yankees to the World Series.
Varitek and A-Rod going at it. Roberts is going. Posada's throw. Roberts, safe.
And what can I say? Just dip my heart and call the Yankees my daddy.
Welcome to another episode of Fanbase, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports. Of course, he's John, Yankee boy, and I'm Red Sox. I don't. It's the journalistic side of me. I still don't wear a lot
of gear. There's some red. There's some red.
I do have a red shirt on if you're watching us on YouTube. In terms of what's up for bid today, we're going to talk a little bit about spring training, where we're at for both teams.
Yep. Baseball's back.
We got to talk about A-Rod and his SPAC. If you don't know what a SPAC is,
it's a special purpose acquisition
company. Has nothing to do with baseball. It's not a statistic, but it could be a sign of a market top in the world. And we'll get into that for sure. And obviously, I think we'll touch on some other elements like Jackie Bradley Jr. and so on and so forth. But let's kick it off with spring training. I mean, what do you think about the Yankees so far?
Cole Pitch, Tyon, I think is how they say his last name. It reads Thailand or Thailand, or I think it's Tyon.
I'll just let you say it.
Jameson, we'll call him.
Right.
They both pitched. Cole's a little shaky, but I think, you know, they'll say spring training. They'll say, he's working on stuff. He's always working on stuff.
Well, some people, with pitchers, unless he gets bombed and it's early, I think he let up 3 hits in 1 inning and 1 run maybe. I think that if you play well in spring, it's as you should. If you play really bad, it's a bad sign. But I think you can't judge a pitcher on 1 inning.
Yeah, and he's definitely not like a rookie that's trying to make the team or anything. So it's not like he has to prove anything. But El Gary has to prove something, and he hit home run already this spring. A mammoth blast, they said. But when you actually look at it, it's 429 it went. So it wasn't that mammoth. But he did hit home run, and the ball was up in the zone. So he did hit it, but it was a fastball. So we'll see. It might be the last home run he hits of the spring. Let's hope not.
I'm trying to get familiar with players. I mean, it seems like the Yankees have more consistency on their roster. I feel like there's more guys you already know.
Yeah,
like
it's pretty. The Yankees roster is pretty much set right now, except for maybe Jay Bruce, like Ford. Gardner's going to be on the team. So really, is Jay Bruce going to make the team? That's pretty much, and maybe some guys in the back end of the bullpen. But
is Jay Bruce okay being a sub? I mean, he's a guy who's former All-Star.
He's going to have to be a sub on that team. Right. But the thing is, I don't – his power bat lefty is a plus, but his defense is not going to be as what you would get with Gardner or Talkman.
Right.
So I think, unfortunately, he's probably going to be the odd man out.
And Gardner seems, you correct me if I'm wrong, he wants to try to act like he's starting, but he knows he's not, and he's okay with it. I mean, Frazier talks about him in a positive way.
Yeah, I mean, I think, we can all see what's happening here. I think Gardner's there to help, Frazier get to become the Yankees left fielder. And, they like Gardner. Everybody loves Gardner in New York. I don't think he wants to play anywhere else, and it's a good thing he's back. But he will get his at-bats. You know he will. And he's going to get pinch hit at-bats. He'll come in late in the game as defensive replacement.
People get hurt. I mean, let's face it.
And the Yankees get hurt.
I remember there's so many seasons, whether it's the Yankees or Red Sox, they're like, oh, they have too many starting pitchers. And then maybe they trade one away, or maybe they don't. And then come June or July.
Or the postseason.
They're scrapping for a fourth.
Yeah.
You know, so.
You can never have enough pitching. You can never have enough depth, period. But the problem is a lot of guys, you know, you can't just send them to the minors. Jay Bruce isn't going to go play AAA.
He is not. Any surprises
so far? I was shocked that Jay Bruce is only 33 years old.
I feel like he's been around forever.
Forever. But he's one of those guys that came up when he was like 20 years old.
I think of him was Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. And then he was with the Mets. The Indians, I think he played for. The Mets.
I like him.
He's been an all-star. He was a good ball player. But I was shocked that he was only 33 years old.
I didn't know that, and that does surprise me. Any surprises in camp? Anyone that you've taken a peek at? And you're like,
No, not really. I mean, Austin Wells, the Yankees' number one draft pick in 2020. Obviously, he didn't get to play pro ball like a lot of prospects right. last year. But he got his first hit, official hit as a Yankee, so everyone's happy about that.
He's not going to make the team, though.
No, but he's a catcher, outfielder, first baseman, so he could be a catcher of the future. But who knows? I mean, you know, he could be traded seven times before he makes the major leagues.
Right. You know, with the Red Sox, for me, I think it's they're deeper. Their 40 man is better. Like they're 20 through 30 or 20 through 40 or 25 through they're deeper, but it's just hard to get too excited about it because they have a lot of role players. You know what I mean? They don't have. And I think it's going to fall on you know, Bogaerts has to have a big season.
Martinez has to play better. And Devers is a good ball player. But Bogaerts, who's got a little bit of an injury, a shoulder issue or something right now, which is, it's early.
They say he'll be ready for opening day. No, Martinez, listen, let's face it. We talked about this in the last episode. I mean, I think he gave up last year, which to me doesn't, to get that kind of money and to mail it in, I think is garbage. But there's no doubt in my mind he's going to have a better season. Yeah. I don't think last season was him on the back end of his career. Like we're seeing the downs.
No, he can hit. He can hit.
To me, the key is the guy you just mentioned in passing is Devers. I think everyone's sort of looking at him is that he didn't have a great year last year and he doesn't seem that fit, but I think he's focused. I think he's so happy to have Cora back that I think you will see Rafael Devers have a really good season. And that could be the difference. Now the Red Sox are not a playoff team, but Devers, I'm not saying he's worth eight wins or whatever, but I think it's the difference between, you know, being 500 or better or 500 or worse.
He's a good defensive player too. Kike Hernandez is good to have for you guys.
You like
him. I like him. I think he brings good energy to your team and he's versatile, you know.
Show some pop with the bat as well. But then it brings me over to Jackie Bradley. I feel bad for the guy. He's a great guy. They said it initially he wanted even more than 4 years, 5 years. At this point, he's unsigned. If I were him, I would just sign a one-year deal, get your butt to camp anywhere.
I'm trying to think of who wants a center fielder, who needs a center fielder.
The thing is, he bats like 240. Like if I was any team, I guarantee you I have a center field prospect in the minors who I'd rather give the at-bats to. That's the problem is that, and so he's worth more to the Red Sox than he is to anybody else. So he's got no leverage. He's got no leverage. And so he's going to have to take whatever they have. But if he wanted, like they said, up to a five-year deal, if they want a five-year deal, he's got to sign a one-year deal and have a good season. That's the bottom line.
Right. Yeah, and the other good thing is, not good thing, but interesting thing, is the Red Sox came into some issues yesterday.
What are you doing down here?
Oh, boy, we got a dog in the
house. Where's the other dog?
They busted in the house.
How'd they do that?
I think my son came home from school and let him in.
All right, so this is Fan Base, deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports. Sean Bryan here. Also, like, this is just weird stuff in spring training that maybe I didn't read in enough, but I knew about, like, the seven-inning thing and all that.
It's, like, beyond Little League rules.
It's weird.
It is strange.
Mercy rule?
They call it a mercy rule. I think like a 10-run rule or, like, oh, right. You guys scored five runs, flip sides, like Little League, but 20 pitches for a pitcher, and then the manager can say, that's it. We're done.
So the bases are loaded with no outs. You could be like, we're good. Everybody comes in. And then the pitcher can go back out for the next inning.
Right. And it did happen. And they had a 1-2-3 inning for your Sox.
Yeah. Garrett? What's his name?
Garrett Richards.
Yeah, Garrett Richards did it.
You're one of your free agent signings.
I guess in some ways, for spring training, I guess it's okay. But I wonder what the other team probably wants to do some situational hitting. Like for me, I guess it's good to save your pitcher from getting throttled and you want to maybe give him a fresh start in an inning. I get it. But at the same time, like, you're trying to get players to be situational. If you have bases loaded, one out, you want to see if a guy can hit a sack fly.
Right.
Or if you have a couple guys on, you want to see if they can sacrifice them over. I think it hurts the baseball side of it, and it brings me back to that other thing that's driving me crazy, and I think the pushback on all the analytics is that the game isn't a great game right now. It's not. It's like, it's with all the, like,
this is just spring training crap, though. I think a lot of it is just to say it's to help the pitchers, because you can even take a pitcher, reinsert them into the game, and these rules are changing after the 13th anyway.
No, I get it. I get it. I just feel like it's just another thing where they're taking out elements. Like even the Red Sox this week, they had, like, I think they had in their first two games, they had 7 errors. And I think in the game on Tuesday,
that should be a mercy rule right there.
A pitcher didn't cover first on a bunt. And like, some of these guys don't really know how to play baseball. And
but a lot of them probably haven't played in a year.
I don't know. I just feel like it's another way to let them off the hook and the fundamentals go by the wayside. I mean, I get it. I understand why, and I'm not against it. But I also, at the same time, I'm like, I want to be able to have players practice those situations. Maybe the first 2 weeks, maybe you don't need a pitcher to try to get out of a jam. I get that.
What if you were the guy on deck, right? Rookie.
Right.
And this is your chance, right? Early in spring training. And you're going to come up with the bases loaded. And they're like, oh, sorry, that's it. And then you don't bat again.
Right, you want to prove
Moonlight
yourself.
Moonlight Graham.
Yeah, seriously. No, that's a great point. I hadn't thought about that. What if you are a guy trying to make the team and you had an RBI situation taken right out of your hands because they want to save some pitcher?
Right.
I think I put it that way. Now that makes me kind of mad. So
what do you think, like, where did that come from? Like, where did they just all of a sudden say, like, oh, well, 20 pitches for a pitcher? And they can just say it's over. The inning's over.
They can literally just throw in the towel, like, and bring him in.
Why can't they just, like, have another pitcher?
I don't know. I mean, I
they don't want to warm him up?
I guess so.
What they should have had is some designated, like, guy that they like the BP pitcher.
Just come in.
Comes in and just finishes off the frame.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Just to give the guy some work.
It just, to me, it just doesn't sit well. But anyway, I mean,
Melon, we need you.
That'd be really funny. All right, listen, let's get to some other stuff here. I mean, any other comments on spring training? I mean, I'm ready.
I'm excited. I'm really excited that it's happening. And there's fans in the stands, too.
Well, I wanted to say this. As a season ticket holder for the Red Sox, I had the opportunity to buy spring training tickets, and I'm obviously not going to Florida, but a friend of mine is and wanted tickets, so I tried to get tickets for her, and what they were doing was you could either buy in two ticket or four ticket increments,
yep.
And so they were going as three, so they had to buy four tickets,
yep.
Which is annoying, but it just shows you maybe it's a little bit of an indication of what it's going to be like April 1st when the season opens, and the spacing. I mean, Fenway, I think, is going to be somewhere between 4,000 and 5,000 fans for opening day. We have no idea who will get the chance to go. Season ticket holders will have the opportunity to buy the tickets, but how are you going to get 25,000 plus season ticket holders to shoehorn into 4,500?
It's kind of like getting your COVID shot.
I did get a chance to talk to Sam Kennedy on the radio this week, and he said the ticket prices won't be higher.
Right.
Because with demand, they could charge more for tickets, but they're not going to.
It'd be a jerk move.
They're going to go regular, and they're high enough as it is. I mean, I think it's $95 a game on average for my seats per ticket. So, you know, I think that's the right thing to do, but how are they going to decide who gets to go?
Well, I mean, it has to be some sort of lottery or based on, you know, season ticket holders first, and there's a lottery inside of that. No one's ever going to be happy no matter what they do. I mean, at least let's look at it this way. There's fans going to be in the stands, which is good. I looked at the Yankee spring training, and unless you got some, like, weird general admission, it was just you got to buy it in pods of four, and it was like $400 just to get in.
Wow.
All said and done to a game.
For a spring training.
Yeah.
And they might just take a base-loaded situation and throw it in the trash can.
And leave after five innings.
Right. Oh, my God.
You know? I want to see number 97 bat. You know what I mean? If I paid $400, I want to see number 97 bat.
But people are paying it. The Red Sox, the whole slate of tickets got sold out.
Yeah.
And so...
Well, baseball's back, and people want... Like, we talked about this a long time ago when they were pissing and moaning about how they were going to do it. We were like, oh, you know, don't worry. No matter how much they make the fans mad, we'll be back. We'll be back because we love the game.
Right.
Right. And everyone's going to come back. They still are. And it's a good thing that they are. Now they got a reason. Oh, great. We're back, you know. But it in New York, they're saying you got to get a COVID test within 72 hours. Not,
to go to Yankee Stadium?
Well, that's New York sports in general right now. Wow. Like, because they're going back to the Brooklyn Nets have fans in the stands. Right. I don't know if
so
that's going
to
be...
bring paperwork?
Supposed to be. Now, I don't know if that's going to be modified come opening day. We still got time, right? I mean...
I just don't know. How do you drink a beer with a mask?
You don't. You get that beer helmet.
No. The thing is that they'll be spaced out. So, and we love opening day because it's the only chance we get to see this group that we're with. So it's just a bummer that even this year,
well,
and I get it.
Maybe you'll be able to go.
Yeah, we'll see. I will see what happens. But if we go, who's to say that our friends will be able to go too? So I don't know. I think any hope of a normal opening day is obviously shot. You'll have to wait till 2022. But at least some people will be able to go. And I think the players, I mean, playing in an empty stadium sucks. So
they're definitely psyched. You can tell. I mean, every time they interview them, they're like, they're just glad the fans are back.
Yeah, maybe they'll appreciate us now.
Yeah.
listen, let's talk about A-Rod. And this A-Rod SPAC, it's both four letters.
I mean, it's not the Saratoga Performing Arts Center, which I know.
That's good. No, it's called, I only know this from my CNBC days. It's a special purpose acquisition company. A-Rod's involved.
Sounds like a shell corporation, right?
It's the rage now. It's been around for a long time, but now.
They all want to do it.
People have to understand in the economy right now, I know there's a lot of people hurting, but people with jobs and with money have a ton of money and nothing to do with it. And so there's money being thrown about the marketplace everywhere. So these SPACs. What they do is they raise money, and I think A-Rod's is raising
$500 million.
Yeah, and they basically have a set amount of time to go out and acquire a company, and that's how they. It's sort of a reverse way to go public, and then if they don't, then it basically dissolves, and you can invest in the opportunity. And I don't know what it's trading at.
I actually bought some shares just because.
Did
it was,
you really?
Yeah.
What price?
It was like 10, 20 something.
I think it's right. It's not that far from that. Now.
Yeah, I bought 100 like shares of it just because I figured, you know, it's A-Rod. You know, he
always wins.
He seems like he beat life.
Right.
Right. And he's still going.
Right. He always squeaks through.
He's the Teflon Don.
Yeah.
So I figured, like, you know, he'll figure something out, and it's not a big investment. And if he makes it, puts it up to $30 a share.
Sell it. Go to Vegas. So what are they, I mean, do you know anything about what they're going to try to do?
They said sports, shocking. Entertainment, shocking. What else was it? Technology, like, you know, consumer technology, health and wellness. So I'm sure J-Lo will be involved at some point. I'm sure there's going to be licensing deals they're going to try to do with players.
So they're trying to get a company
video games,
I'm
sure.
Use their fame to push them.
Exactly. You know what? I look at this, I look at it almost like it's like a different name for like a sports agency. Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
Pretty much.
Well, the funny thing is that Sam Kennedy, the CEO of the Red Sox, is on the board of a SPAC as well. And I think it's just the rage right now,
right,
as these companies are looking for new ways to grow. But what I will tell you is I think there's going to be a lot of competition for the companies they might want to acquire. And it seems strange, but a half a billion might not be enough to get a company that's really...
He's going to have to dig into that Texas Rangers money.
And J-Lo's worth more than he is. So,
I'm sure.
I mean, it depends on how much she loves him.
I'm betting on you, A-Rod. Come on, buddy.
So you bought 100 shares at $10 a share.
I bought 100 shares of A-Rod.
Do you know what the ticker is?
It's SLAMU.
SLAM, S-L-A-M-U?
Yeah. So all capitals.
Of course. So check it out. And I mean, that's... Boy, did you tell your wife?
Of course I did.
Well, it's not like you bet the farm.
Now Jeter needs to run a company or something. He needs to get something we can buy stock in.
I wonder if... I think more teams should go public.
I'll tell you right now, if A-Rod makes me... Let's see. If he just makes me...
He could double you. What if he doubled your money?
If he just doubles my money, I'll be happy.
Then you'll forgive all the...
I will never forgive him.
if he
takes it up to Bitcoin status,
then,
I'll forgive
then
him.
We'll start talking.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, that's great. So it's SLAMU. S-L-A-M-U.
SLAMU.
It's the new A-Rod SPAC.
Hopefully it's not grand opening, grand closing.
SLAMU A-Rod SPAC. That's what you get here on Fanbase. A deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports. Next time we talk, we'll be doing our opening day preview, which I think we'll do a little bit of handicapping. We did the over-under on wins, but we'll do the whole AL.
Well, the teams will start shaping up a little bit more. They'll start hacking guys out, and you know, you'll see the final spots and everything start to come into shape.
Yeah,
and you know someone's going to get hurt between now and the opening day. Someone on some team.
Yeah, someone's going to slip.
There's a quad to be pulled.
Fall on a drinking glass in the bathroom,
right,
and be on the DL.
But relatively quiet outside of spring training since Johnny Damon. It's been pretty quiet in Florida and Arizona.
I don't know if you read the rules of engagement.
They can't do anything.
They can't do anything. They can't even have, like...
They can't go fishing?
They can't have women at the hotel.
They can't go fishing?
They can't do anything. They can only take sips in the dugout. I mean,
no fishing, no golfing, no women.
Eventually,
no fun.
Eventually, it's going to catch up. People are going to go stir crazy. These are like 20-something-year-old men who
they're going to get back to New York City and
they're
going to
go nuts.
They're going to go crazy.
And once they get vaccinated, if they keep all those rules, forget about
they'll
it.
They'll be batting 220 <There's gonna laughs> in July.
It's going to be a lot of trouble. So, John Senecal, Brian Shackman, thank you for watching on YouTube and listening wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify,
iHeartRadio.
And please listen, enjoy, and as always, share with your friends.
See you at the next one.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.